This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, I'm going to get a little philosophical here, people. I'm just going to get a little philosophical because I, you know, here I am, I'm middle-aged, right? And you would think I would have experienced most of the stuff I've had to experience, right? I mean, you would think that by now I will have almost seen it all. And then as, you know, I get older, you see more. But I think, you know, before I get older and then start forgetting everything I saw, you'd think I'd be almost there where I have been the most schooled. And I gotta tell you something. I learned something about karma and how powerfully amazing it is. And I'm telling you this because I think there's a lot of you people out there that have been hurting because somebody wronged you and multiple people. You know, and I have a person in my life who was in my life, not personal. My family's good and friends are good. But there was somebody who I just saw kept hurting people. And, you know, I contemplated, well, you know, do I need to step in? And I did step in, and, you know, it had consequences, but I don't regret it because, you know, that person was hurting people. And I, you know, there was no way I could stand around, you know, and let that happen. And that's another decision you have to make, you know. Do you let somebody hurt people and keep your head low to protect yourself? Or do you do something about it and protect others? But when these people were hurt, and then I was hurt as a result, there was a lot of talk of, you know, revenge. And many of you will go through this, you know. Okay, well, somebody has to make that person suffer. And to me, and maybe it's because I'm really, really religious, you know, I think that bad things happen to bad people. Now, maybe that's karma. Maybe it's not. But I don't ever want to take the low road. I don't want to do something that then starts to bring me to that level, and then now I'm doing bad. You don't want to do bad things. You always want to do right. And, you know, I would say, and you always hear people say, well, karma, you know, karma will, you know, take over. And, you know, when you've been wronged, sometimes you're like, well, I don't know if I want to wait. But I had no problem waiting. I'm like, because I just really think there's this higher power. So karma, I guess the definition is destiny or fate following an effect from cause. Or basically, your actions, all right, will decide your fate. There's this cycle of cause and effect in Hinduism and Buddhism. And if something happens to a person, it happens because they caused it with their actions. And so I noticed that anytime something happened to me that I thought was bad ended up, you know, and I'm like, well, then maybe am I a bad person? It ended up being really, really good. You know, and I'm not saying I'm blessed and, you know, I'm lucky and I am blessed. I'm very, very grateful for what I have. And I'm not saying karma's on my side. But, you know, when I look back at everything that's happened, and you guys need to do this too, there's a chance that, let's say somebody broke up with you. You ended up with somebody else that you should have been with. You know, maybe, you know, you have a guardian angel. God's watching out for you. There's some balance, whatever you believe. And then when I see, so, you know, this week I kind of found out that somebody who has wronged a lot of people is now starting to get theirs. And I, even though I don't want to see anyone suffer, you know, it just shows me that this power of karma is really out there, really exists. And so, you know, when somebody wrongs you or something happens to you, I would advise never to take revenge. Because you could now you could try to stop them. I mean, if you need to take legal action to say, you know, stop, cease and desist, whatever, you could do that. But in terms of trying to get somebody back, you really don't have to. And I see people make mistakes. I see people try to get somebody back, try to take revenge, and then they start to dig a hole for themselves. And then they either do something illegal or unethical or lie. I mean, if there's a bad person doing bad things, you really don't have to, like in the movies, you know, do anything insidious. So you don't have to. And so, you know, the reason why I'm kind of bringing this up is I think there's a lot of you out there that have been hurt by people, you know, and whether it's that person later, you know, losing their job, or that person later getting cancer, or that person later, becoming lonely or miserable or whatever. Not that you ever want to wish that. That's not really in our, you know, in a lot of our belief systems. But you just see time and time again that they suffer somehow. So you don't have to be the one to cause that. Because if you do, now you could then have bad karma. And so I wish I could tell you specific examples. I can't. But I think, I don't think I need to give you guys an example, because I think everybody has a picture of somebody who just, for some unknown reason, whether it was jealousy or whether they thought they would, you know, improve their lives, just, you know, decided to, you know, do bad. And maybe it, you know, it's not even premeditated. Maybe just some people, they just have mental illness. It's just something that they want to do. But again, this way you're never doing wrong and you're never violating your laws of your religion or your laws of nature. You know, I'm here to tell you that karma does kick in, and all you have to do is sit back and watch. You do not have to do, you don't have to take matters into your own hands. And so I hope that makes you feel better if you've ever been wronged, okay? Take a deep breath. All right, maybe karma doesn't kick in that day. Maybe it doesn't kick in that year. But eventually, things happen. And again, don't be happy when you see somebody suffer. You just want to be happy that they stopped hurting other people. And so I think this one person who's been hurting other people is going to be stopped. And I'm on cloud nine. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did. did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love.
That was so wrong. Oh, strong. My singing is wrong. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Come meet some slack, Jack. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. AccuWeather is telling us we're looking at 75 degrees below zero? Are you kidding me? Polar vortex still upon us. Yielding deadly cold. There's been power cuts, travel issues mounting in the Midwest. Not good, people. Very, very scary stuff. They say these are long-standing records poised to fall as the polar vortex is sending extremely cold air in the north, central, midwestern, and northeastern United States. Again, my peeps at Genesis Communications Network is in Minneapolis. Minnesota gets cold. It gets very cold, and they get to do ice fishing up there, though. So I'm not, you know, I don't completely feel sorry for them. You know, they get to do a lot of cool stuff that I can't do, you know, in the southern, you know, United States. But Still, I wouldn't wish that kind of cold on anybody, especially on my peeps up there. Daniel, you there? Oh, Daniel. Oh, there you are. Okay. So, can you describe for us, what's it like when you go outside?
It's slightly painful.
I bet. Okay, so is it true that you can, like, throw water into the air and it'll come down as ice?
I sure wouldn't be surprised if that was true.
Man, because my nose is running, and so I would fear that I would have these icicles, like, coming from my nose, and everybody would know that I had boogies. Well, look, stay warm, my man, okay? Alcohol helps, too, I hear. Yeah. No, I'm not supposed to say that, sorry. Alcohol and cold is bad. It's bad, okay.
Well, I'll do my best.
Okay, so you see, guys, Daniel's good. So Daniel's good. All right, thank God. I know. I don't know what we would do. The show would cease to exist if we didn't have Daniel. And so, not that I want any of you, you know, planning anything right now. Okay, so states of emergency have initiated Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan due to the extreme cold. Many schools and businesses closing down. Minneapolis, they say, yeah, Minneapolis and AccuWeather could break low temperatures records originally set back into the 1800s. I understand they had mercury and they had ways to take temperature. I just don't know how accurate things were in the 1800s. It's just, you know, because everything was all black and white, right? You know, horses. I just, without a computer, I just still don't know how accurate. I am blown away how New York City was able to build a subway system in the 20s. I believe it was the 20s. I mean, that is some intricate stuff right there. Their subway system blows my mind. Apparently, they were able to do it without computers and without GPS. How do you know you're under Grand Central Station? How do you know? Well, apparently, they could do it without GPS. They say Chicago could challenge its all-time record low of a minus 27 degrees Fahrenheit that was set back on January 20th, 1985. So, there's biting wind. That's also going to cause wind chills to drop. Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan in trouble. North Dakota, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. They say Grand Forks, North Dakota clocked in at a minus 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds were around 30 miles an hour. This is like Tundra, Dr. Zhivago, Lord of the Rings type cold, you know? Frostbite can happen in minutes. We talked about that, how the blood will shunt to the more vital organs because it doesn't really care about your skin or your nose or your ears or genitals. It's more about your inner organs. And unfortunately, a lot of motorists having issues. I saw a cartoon or a meme on Facebook where I'm not sure who made it. Can't read it from here, but you have a car in the snow and somebody pushing it, and the passenger opens up the door to talk to the person pushing the car that's stalled in the snow, and it says, "You want me to call and tell them you'll be late for your lecture on global warming?" Okay, we get this all the time. All right, people, I don't get this whole global warming thing. I have to admit, it's getting warm. I mean, it is not here. I mean, summers seem to start earlier and end later. Winter seems to be shorter, but I'm noticing winter seems to be a little bit more brutal around the country. Now where I live, winter is starting to get more mild. So whether we have global warming or not, right now, I don't think I would bring it up, you know, if I were you, because I don't think most of the country would agree that it's too warm. 1-877-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Where it's always warm and sunny and beautiful is Disney World and Disneyland. But Disney World made it back in the news. I don't like it when Disney gets in the news because I think Disney is a very well-run company. I mean, they really know how to handle their PR and make money and, you know, raise ticket prices without people getting mad, right? Didn't Disneyland just raise ticket prices again? You know, prior to that Star Wars park opening or the attractions opening. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. It's like anything Disney does is fine. Nobody speaks bad about Disney. However, health officials in Florida say a worker at a Walt Disney World restaurant has been diagnosed with hepatitis A. Now, No visitors have gotten sick. No colleagues have gotten sick. But somebody has hepatitis A of the thousands upon thousands of workers, and it makes news. Authorities say the virus was confirmed last week in a food service worker at the Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review at the resort's Fort Wilderness campground. The Hoop-Dee-Doo. Well, la-di-flippin-da Hoop-Dee-Doo. You spell Hoop-Dee-Doo, hoop, H-O-O-P, then D-D-E-E, and then do, D-O-O, Hoop-Dee-Doo. Anyway, the health department has been vaccinating co-workers this week and did it last week. Disney World spokeswoman Erica Itori said in an email that the employee hasn't worked at the restaurant since being diagnosed and will not return until being cleared by the health department. Some of you have asked, how do you know when you're good if you've been diagnosed with hepatitis and it always shows up in the blood? With these viruses, there's antibodies that you can run. There's tests that you could run, titers, that or antigens that'll kind of clue you in into whether it's an active infection or old. You know, we talked about IgG and IgM antibodies. Did we tell? Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Okay, look up your notes. We did. We talked about IgG and IgM, where at an early start of an infection, IgM will rise. And then after about a month, we see the IgE levels rise, and the IgE levels will persist for life, as opposed to the IgM may not. So one way to test if an illness, right, you know, is active is you can look at the IgM versus the IgE. With hepatitis, there's also antibodies that you could look at, which will tell us if it's active or not. And so even though you may test positive for titers, especially since you're getting vaccinated also right after your infection, there's a way to tell if there's an acute infection. So the restaurant, the Hoop-Dee-Doo restaurant, remains open. Woohoo! Hoop-Dee-Doo! And Itori says it's been thoroughly cleaned and sanitized out of an abundance of caution. Now, the virus gets spread oral fecal, meaning if somebody gets into their GI system a infected worker's GI products. Hence, if there's anything that could have been contaminated by stool, it could affect you. The thing is, I mean, the average worker does wash their hands. Disney has very strict guidelines. That's why I'm kind of a fan of their company. They're pretty, you don't really usually see outbreaks, with the exception of that measles thing, and we're not really sure what the hell happened there. Considering you have millions of people come to Disney, right, any of their locations each year, and you have them from all over the countries, from all walks of life, coming with their microbiome and their country's, you know, sort of natural, you know, bacteria. We all have our own microbiome. It blows me away how we could be standing in lines for hours next to people that close, and we really don't see as many illnesses. And so, you know, as long as this guy washed his hands, or girl, wash your hands, you know, didn't spread their poop anywhere, most likely we're not going to see other people get hepatitis A. Now, this hepatitis A outbreak that killed people, the majority of them were within a homeless population. And unfortunately, with homeless populations, they don't have access to showers, hot water, a lot of soap. And with the plastic bag ban in California, or the drop-offs of that, many homeless people who were using plastic bags to potty in didn't have plastic bags. So from what we understand, the health department was passing out plastic bags, it sounds like that's been curbed. But all right. Yeah, well, hoop to do. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just an hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coldest weather in memory is gripping more than three-quarters of the United States now, and it's blamed for at least six fatalities already. In Chicago, wind chills are forecast to fall to about 60 below zero. A transportation spokesman in Chicago says,
if you don't have to be traveling, today's not a good day to be doing it. If you can't stay in, that's probably the best advice we can give all motorists.
And nearly 2,200 air flights have been canceled across the nation. More than 1,100 others are delayed because of the cold weather. President Trump blasting his top intelligence officials. Trump calling them on Twitter extremely passive and naive, especially when it comes to Iran. The National Intelligence Director and CIA chief yesterday contradicted Trump over the threats posed by Iran, North Korea, and ISIS. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I saw this and, Let me try to figure this out, too, because I'm a little confused here, and I think I see what the problem is. All right. There's a headline where a doctor might lose his medical license because he prescribed pot cookies to a kindergartner who was having temper tantrums. Now, of course, a lot of people are concerned, going, well, wait a second, what's wrong with pot cookies? You know? B, why is a doctor giving pot to a kindergartner? So, this is the breakdown, okay? This is interesting. Well, first, he's from California. This has been reported by Yahoo.com. And according to a proposed decision by the Medical Board of California, and this was first reported in the LA Times, William Eidelman's licensed was to be revoked on January 4th. But a judge ordered a temporary stay on the revocation, allowing him to continue treating patients, excluding minors. And he also cannot prescribe marijuana to adults without obtaining their medical histories and performing an exam. And his hearing is set for March 12th. He's 69 years old. He specializes in natural medicine, cannabis treatment. He says, quote, I expect to win the appeal. But apparently the case involves a patient who had brought in his son, 5 years old, to the doctor's office. And this is in Hollywood, I guess. And he brought him into the doctor's office for, quote, uncontrollable behavior and temper tantrums. And I, you know, five-year-olds do this. Okay, I mean, they do. All right? Temper tantrums happen. My kids were never big with temper tantrums. Probably because I'm, you know, the drama. I'm really not a drama queen, but, you know, they probably learned early on that mommy, right, could cry more. And so, makes no sense for them to be like, wah! I mean, they did as babies, but by the time they were five, they, you know, we kind of had them. They were really good kids. I didn't have to, you know, do much. So the dad brings in his kid, and California's Compassionate Use Act, passed in 1996, ensures that seriously ill Californians have the right to obtain and use marijuana for medical purposes where that medical use is deemed appropriate and has been recommended by a physician who has determined that the person's health would benefit from the use of marijuana if the treatment's for cancer, anorexia, AIDS, chronic pain, spasticity, glaucoma, arthritis, migraine, or any other illness for which marijuana provides relief. Now remember, this was a few years back, so recreational marijuana hadn't been legalized, so there were certain medical guidelines. Now, Eidelman had been prescribing the treatment to the father and his other child for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and bipolar. Now, the board's decision states that the father admitted that his bipolar diagnosis was not accurate. So now we have a little boy. And after 20 to 30 minute assessment, during which the boy was normal appearing, quote, Eidelman ruled that the boy had a probable combination of two conditions and recommended that the child be fed small quantities of cannabis and cookies. The father began feeding his son a pot cookie in the morning and noticed an improvement in the son's behavior. However, when he asked the school nurse to administer an afternoon cookie, she reported it to officials. They in turn called Child Protective Services and the police. So now the parent gets in trouble. So the board said Eidelman acted in, quote, gross negligence, repeated negligent acts, and demonstrated incompetence and general unprofessional conduct in his diagnosis and cannabis recommendation. Eidelman admitted in the board's decision that he did not reach out to the school to learn more about the boy's behavior, seek out the boy's medical records, or refer him to a pediatrician or pediatric psychiatrist. Now, there's a lot of issues on both sides I want to talk about. But the decision, reportedly, that being agitated and having trouble sitting still hint at ADHD, but could simply hint as a preschooler not happy to have driven many miles to a doctor's appointment, they say. Apparently, the family lives 90 miles from Eidelman's office. So, the document later read, it is clear from his interview with the board that Eidelman had not even a basic understanding of the diagnostic criteria of either ADHD or bipolar. Now, some of you may be saying, whoa, wouldn't you rather the child take cannabis than an antipsychotic or mood stabilizer? Well, we're going to get to that in a second. So, the LA Times reported prescribing medical marijuana was not the issue cited for the revocation of the license. One expert quoted the decision argued that pot has been recommended for kids suffering from seizures and mood and behavioral disorders, but the reason why the doctor is in trouble isn't so much about the pot, but because he misdiagnosed two conditions that the boy does not suffer from. Now, something like this is groundbreaking in terms of a precedence, because many of you are frustrated that your doctor is diagnosing you with depression, anxiety disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, when you don't have it. Sometimes the doctor is right, sometimes they're wrong. So the board also considered disciplinary action of his prescribing marijuana in the early 2000s to four undercover detectives who did not suffer from serious medical conditions without examining them. So on his website, he asked his patients to defend him to the board. So he asked his patients to write letters to the medical board explaining how he has successfully treated them with or without marijuana. So we have a few issues here, okay? Back in the olden days, when we didn't have a lot of, you know, tricks in our medical bag, okay, there were certain things that we would do, and patients would love it if it worked. Like, for example, Vicks Vapor Rub on a child's foot. I don't get how that works. But parents tell me that when their kid would cough, they would put Vicks Vapor Rub on the bottom of their foot, put socks on, and the kid would stop coughing during his sleep. Not sure if it was some subcutaneous absorption of the medication. I don't know. But it seemed to work better on the feet than on the chest. So you put on the chest because you're breathing in the fumes. But I'm not sure why it works on the feet. Or you'll have people say if you use earwax on a cold sore, it will either shrink the cold sore or prevent the cold sore from coming out fully. Now, there's no scientific evidence for this, but duct tape on warts ended up having some scientific evidence. People would notice that if they had duct tape on their hand or whatever, their wart would go away. And there have been scientific studies of using duct tape on warts. It's probably the glue or something that's occluding air from getting to the wart, so it ends up asphyxiating and then later dying. Problem is you got to wear the duct tape 6 days of the week, take it off on Sunday, then you do it again the next week, and you have to do that for 2 months. And I don't know if I really like the absorption of all the glue and chemicals on duct tape. But here we have something that kind of seems to, you know, something kind of anecdotal. I remember I love walking around barefoot. I love being barefoot. And as a kid, I got a little plantar's wart, and my father had me soak my foot in turpentine. And it worked. The wart went away. Now, this is nothing a doctor could recommend. But many people with these older sort of remedies, they prefer that than actually cutting a wart off and needing to, you know, watch for infection. Or, you know, with cannabis case, you know, rather than putting a child on a mood disorder that may be very hard to wean them from, try a little cannabis. So if the doctor was right about cannabis controlling the temper tantrums, does he need to lose his license? If a doctor half-assed diagnoses you, though, should he lose his license? So there's going to be a lot of debate with this case because, you know, there's guidelines out there, and we're, you know, supposed to follow the guidelines, and it's supposed to be for, you know, public health and, you know, safety of patients. But sometimes, you know, people will use some instincts and say, you know, I bet a little pot will stop the temper tantrums till he passes his phase, and he may be right. But right now, we're really not recommending marijuana to kids if they don't have any major medical issues. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gosh, I hate to see food go to waste because something stupid happens. Tyson has had to now recall 36,000 pounds of chicken nuggets after complaints of rubber in the product. I don't know how rubber got in there. More than 36,000 pounds of chicken nuggets have been recalled by Tyson Foods. They received complaints about the rubber material. The recall impacts its 5-pound plastic packages of Tyson White Meat Panko chicken nuggets. I don't know what Panko means. Is Panko what they're breaded in? So apparently, It's the best if used by November 26, 2019. And no adverse effects have been reported. But the company is concerned that consumers may have affected products in their freezers. I'm sure we do. We do buy chicken nuggets. Because what happens is the boys have friends over, and we always run out of food, and so then we could grab the chicken nuggets and throw them in the oven and heat some extra food up. You know, like we got, you know, game, you know, whenever the game's on or whatever. All right, I got to check my freezer. So the company is concerned that we may have them, so we either have to throw them away or return for a refund. So the recall comes after Purdue Foods had to issue two separate recalls of wood chips in one of their products and a food allergy label on another. So they say we care deeply about the consumers that buy our products and trust us to provide their families safe, high-quality food. Having two recalls in a very short period of time, according to Purdue, is not what consumers expect of us or what we expect of ourselves. We are taking a very hard look at our processes to ensure that every product that comes from Purdue meets those expectations. That's my biggest fear, that I'm going to own some sort of food product, probably chocolate, and then some, I don't know, doofus, right, decides to, I don't know, drink a beer or I don't know, and drop something into the whole thing, ruin the whole entire batch. And then I end up, losing my chocolate business. But you know what? Things happen. Probably some belt, conveyor belt. I don't know. Anyway, check your freezer for that. There's a woman who finds baby flies in her forehead after a trip to Uganda. This is interesting. Apparently, a 55-year-old woman had a lump in her head. Now, this has been documented in a medical journal. After surgeons discovered that it was actually fly larvae that had embedded into her head during a trip to Uganda. Oh, flies love our subcutaneous tissue. Our skin is so warm and soft and moist and nurturing, and right by the hair and scalp offers a lot of protection and cover for the little baby flies, little baby larvae. If I was a mommy fly, I mean, that is some brilliant animalistic instinct to lay eggs in a person's, that's, you know, now, obviously they don't understand humans. Humans itch and scratch and pick and poke and things like that. But apparently, it took a while for a woman to notice. So she had gone to Uganda. The woman, whose name has not been revealed, had initially sought treatment 9 days after returning to the UK. This is according to Life Science. The swollen lump was identified as a suspected bug bite, and she was sent home with antibiotics, and they probably made sure her tetanus was up to date, only to return 3 days later with further swelling and pain, all because the little baby flies were getting bigger. The little baby, they... this is according to the report published in BMJ. This time, doctors discovered an opening in the center of the lump along with some discharge. So, according to Dr. Farah Shahi, an infectious disease specialist at York Teaching Hospital who treated the woman, the opening was actually a breathing hole for a baby fly or maggot. Now, I'm not sure if the fly from Uganda followed the mom to make sure that the babies were fine and then dug that hole. But to confirm the diagnosis, what the doctors did was apply petroleum jelly to the area. And one larvae manually extracted was sent to the London School of Tropical Medicine for examination. And I guess they found that it was called the Lun's fly. Lun's fly is a rare species from the rainforest of Africa. And further ultrasounds revealed another larvae remained in the woman's forehead, so she had to take, you know, have surgery to remove it because it was deep. So Dr. Shahi told Life Science that a fly or maggot had likely laid eggs on a towel that the woman used to wrap her hair and then burrowed into her forehead. I don't think so. I think she was asleep, and the mommy fly knew exactly what they were doing. The woman has since recovered, and the report authors noted that there was only one other case recorded in the UK since then, since 2015. I don't know of any cases in America with this, but the reason why I'm schooling you all is, if you have something weird that isn't acting like a typical pimple, and it just doesn't sound right, what, you know, you got to kind of think outside the box. So it's very interesting about petroleum jelly. Is petroleum jelly, like KY or Vaseline, there are so many uses for that. We're gonna talk about this later because I want to get to another story real quick. But we can, I was at a medical conference where if you had staph that, you know, nasty staph aureus, you can sometimes on a wound put the petroleum jelly on there and it'll help fight the infection. Why aren't we using petroleum jelly more? If you have a bug in your body that you can't get out or you can't get to your doctor to pick it out, you can put petroleum jelly on it and asphyxiate it till it dies, and then, you know, you could then take it out on your own or by the doctor or medical provider. So this is kind of some cool stuff. I don't want to, you know, tell everybody to kind of treat themselves, but we use petroleum jelly. I would use petroleum jelly, you know, not only for pap smears and stuff, but I would use it whenever I had to sew somebody's scalp. I would use the jelly to keep the hair out of the way. So I would wet the hair rather than water. I would use the jelly. Apparently it would offer some more protection. Put the jelly there, and then I could open up the hair, keep it down, because the jelly had weight to it, as opposed to water that could dry if you're taking a long time sewing up the scalp. So I could use the jelly for that. Another thing is when you do a toenail removal, and you use the phenol to burn the base of the matrix so it doesn't grow back, it could burn the side of the skin. So you could put petroleum jelly on the side, or Neosporin, and that helps protect the skin from the phenol. So honestly, Vaseline, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I need to write an article on all the uses of Vaseline or petroleum jelly, because I remember growing up, we always had that in the house, and I really wasn't sure what that was for, although now that I just thought about it, I don't think I want to know. Yeah, that just, I think I know why it was in the house, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But you just don't see much of it anymore. And so, kind of interesting. Some sad news. R&B singer James Ingram has passed at the age of 66. Just once. I forget some of the songs at the top of my head that he sang, nor can I sing them with any grace replicating what he had done. But apparently he had died at the age of 66. TMZ, I believe, has suggested that he had a long battle with brain cancer. From what I understand, he joined the band called Revelation Funk, and that was when he was 18 years old. And then he had actually underestimated his own singing abilities. He said, "I knew I couldn't sing. I wasn't trying. I was just doing background." But then he stayed in L.A. after the band broke up, started work with Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, and he's been a legend ever since. May you rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.